At this moment, as I speak, we are having one continuous worldwide orgasm. A perpetual global banquet of consummation. And if each of us could feel what the other feels, we could tap into a gigantic wave of endless pleasure. Yes, yes. I'll have what they're having. At this moment as I speak, a huge wiggling school of infinite possibilities are burying their tiny heads into the outer layers of thousands of expectant zygotes in one big bang of new life. Bang!
And as I speak, a mountain of comfort food is being consumed by a forest of craving spoons, and miles of needles plunge into acres of distended bellies to drink the DNA from their fertile waters. Charms, amulets, fetishes, whammies, wands, maiden aunts, and one cranky witch doctor are sexing a battalion of embryos, and a thundering ping of sonograms are confirming their predictions. And as I speak, multitudes of panicked males stare in horror as an earthquake of contractions spill gallons of amniotic fluid onto bathroom tile, hallway rugs, car seats, dirty sheets, straw mats, desert dust, and emergency room floors.
And as I speak, from a grand canyon of angry mouths, a dissonant roar rises up to curse the gods and the men who seeded their uteruses. And in a thousand different tongues come the urgings of, breathe, honey, breathe.
Shut the fuck up!
Fuck up!
And as I speak, an extravagance of crowning heads emerge in a relief of blood and placenta, and a boundless hunger of infant lips begin to speak the universal language of survival on their mother's breasts.
And as I speak, cribs, bassinets, baskets, dresser drawers, cardboard boxes, incubators, and strollers fill with the miracle of tiny bodies, and a field of miniature hands wrap themselves around our fingers.
And as I speak, in Africa, at the source of all mankind, one of these children raises his eyes to the sky and prepares to climb the Everest of our accomplishments.
Once at the summit, maybe to reach up and tug on the sleeve of God. And as I speak these words, that child dies. And as I speak these words, another child dies.
And another. Can we keep them alive?